Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. At Keystone, we believe exceptional organizations don't just happen. They are built by focused leaders that recognize their authentic leadership superpowers. Join us for a serious dose of inspiration. Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. I've got a treat for you today. I have my dear friend, Mary Rapaport, here. She is a strategic thinking coach. You're going to learn more about that. Bet you didn't know that was a thing. And a trainer. She's the creator of The Strategic Playground, which members of my team have been through. I have not had the pleasure yet because of my crazy schedule, but I will. And it's just an amazing program that she's put together. And today she's going to share her journey, but she's also going to share as leaders where a lot of us have gaps when it comes to strategy. And I think many of us think of strategy as this really big, complicated thing. And there's so much we can be doing even day in and day out to be kind of exercising our strategic thinking muscles. So I'm really excited for her to coach and train us a little bit here today on the podcast as well. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's always fun to talk to you, Jamie.
I know. I was like, we could just fill 30 minutes. We don't really need to worry about it. Let's just start talking
and record. That's scary. We'll try not to. Yeah.
Everyone else just gets to listen. But because everyone else doesn't know you kind of as well as I do, you just start with your story. Like what, you know, however much you want to share on what's gotten you to this point in your success and in kind of your journey.
Well, thanks for asking. I've spent about 25 years, at least as many as I'm going to admit to, in various marketing leadership roles for big and small companies in complex brands. And so I've always been thinking about growth and revenue and strategy, of course. And so, you know, fast forward to today, I am a strategic thinking coach and trainer. And my whole purpose is to inspire and build strategic thinking in other people. And a lot of the projects that I work on, I help companies strategically leverage learning experiences that help them grow their business. And so how do we think about the value of learning and development to actually grow revenue, actually impact outcomes, and build the business? And so my company is Accelerate, and that's what I do.
Well, and we got on this topic, and this is why I wanted to do the podcast, just based on a conversation. Well, you've had conversations with my team too, but this kind of phenomenon we started to witness in 2023 with our own clients of leaders who were, because of COVID, right? And it's what had happened to us. They were heads down, executing and surviving and right, producing results that way. But no one was bringing their head up. And how I would describe it is their strategy muscles had atrophied. Like their brain wasn't even, and if they had any white space in their schedule, they didn't know what to do with it because we hadn't, I mean, and myself included, we hadn't exercised that muscle in so long because we'd just been executing. And I'm guessing that is what you're seeing when you're working with leaders.
Absolutely. I call that kind of the hamster wheel of execution. Yep. It's painful. What's amazing is that we have all been focused on get it done, do more with less, crunch it, just put your head down. And the impact of that has been widespread in organizations. And I hear from leaders all the time. The impact on the business is that strategic thinking or long-range thinking or future-based thinking is really left for a very small few at the top. And they get to do that. And the rest of you just get the stuff done. Just put your head down. You've got to deliverables. We've got quarterlies. How are you doing on your list? So the conversations we have in business are very execution focused. Yep. The priorities and how we recognize people becomes how they get stuff done. Mm-hmm. And then we limit the creativity, the innovation, and the participation in from trickling down from the very top few at the organization. So companies see a lack of innovation. They're like, why aren't my people coming up with more ideas? Why is my leadership not developing? Why is the quality of our discussion sort of like just in the status quo? And so that's the business impact, but there's also an impact on those leaders who don't get a chance to use those skills. Is you kind of, you have this lack of meaning. So we've all seen people want more meaning from their work. Well, my theory is that it's because they don't get a chance to use their brains. They don't get a chance to think bigger and think more systematically, or say, what if, and how could we, and what would it take to, and how could we solve a problem? That's been really reserved for an elite few at the top. And so I always say that I'm on this mission to democratize strategic thinking and build it in. And I think that is right now, I think you're seeing fatigue in the workplace. You're seeing burnout. You're seeing a lot of job hopping. They're looking for something. They might not know what it is. My perspective is that it's really just not being able to use that brain that you have and not knowing how, not remembering how to think strategically because you're so busy focusing on execution.
I just had this conversation last week with a client and they said, we've got to do something to develop our leaders, and we were brainstorming. And I said, well, what if we create space for them to have some of these conversations we're having just at their level strategy? And they're like, well, no, we need to do leadership development training. I'm like, that is leadership development. It happens in the room, right? And it's exactly what you've created. It happens in the room. They learn how to be leaders through having the exposure to strategic conversations.
Absolutely. And the thing that we think about is leadership. I've seen a lot of companies who do leadership development. A lot of times what I see them deliver is, here's how you communicate. Here's how you performance manage. Here's how you develop team spirit. All of those are very important skills to be able to rally a team around. But I have rarely seen any kind of leadership development to be able to build business acumen, strategic thinking, being able to look at where and how you might help the company advance and achieve the goals that it's for itself.
Right.
Gap in leadership development. And that's, you know, that's really part of the reason I was like, this needs to be created. Let me see what I can do about this problem. I care a lot about this problem.
Yeah. So I want to transition kind of into your leadership journey. And I think it's a lot, right? It's been informed a lot by what you've experienced. But when you look back over kind of your career, is there a leadership moment or, you know, where that kind of shaped you as a leader, where you're like, good or bad, where you learned from it and that you can remember?
Yeah, I think I had this experience, and I was a VP of marketing in a medical equipment company. And I remember having one of my one-on-ones with the CEO, and I was talking about the strategic things that I wanted the marketing function to tackle and how I thought they were critical to achieving the goals that the company had set out. And CEO kind of listened to me for a while, kind of a blank face, and I finally wound down. And he looks at me and he says, you know, that's all good, but what we really need is to execute. And I need you to think about how to execute. And I thought, oh, I'm at a VP level. I'm at the senior leadership table. And you're telling me to put that strategic brain in the closet, because what I heard was, I got this.
And you just need to get shit done.
Get shit done. And I was like, wow, I can do that. I think I do that really well. I think my team excels in that. That isn't really why I think I'm here. And that isn't really the gift I think you need from me. And I just, that was like a key aha moment that I really understood that senior level leaders and what I wanted to do as one was to help the company find ways to achieve its goals and problem solve and engage other people, certainly. But that really shaped the types of roles I was interested in, the kinds of projects that I really leaned into, the type of bench that I built for the teams that I was hiring. And you know, fast forward to today, why I'm working on what I'm working on. And so for me, that was really like a huge aha moment, that one conversation. You always have one conversation that shapes you.
Yep.
And shapes your direction. And for me, that stands out as the top one.
Yeah, I love that. And we do. If we think back on it, sometimes we'll have one, two, three of them, but they are ones who literally like shifted our brains. And probably, I mean, a gift. What a gift, because it pushed you closer to your purpose, right?
It
It
really
helped
did.
understand what it wasn't so that you could get closer to what it was.
Absolutely. I mean, you need those to weed out, and you need those to kick it. I think the universe has to kick me personally in the behind, because sometimes I take a really long time to take that jump and make that step. And that, yeah, those conversations are like, oh, you better pay attention.
Right. I was interviewing somebody, one of the last podcasts, and I think the term is right. She said, I got kicked off the wheel, and it meant she got fired. But she said, you know, some of those moments of getting kicked off the wheel were the ones where I realized I was on the wrong damn wheel.
Yeah,
But
or on the wheel, on
yes,
someone else's wheel,
on someone
right?
else's wheel and not my own. But you need those moments. They're humbling, certainly. And you're like, all right, what am I going to do with this now? This isn't where I want to be, and I got to start figuring out the next plan. So, if you were to describe kind of as a leader, and I mean a leader in your what you're doing with these workshops and leading other leaders through this, what are your superpowers as a leader that you lean on, and how did you find those?
I really think that my superpower personally is activating other people's energy and really being able to help them clarify what they want and then help them direct themselves to go do that. My standards are high for myself, my standards are high for my colleagues. And so I would say my biggest superpower is like, what is it that you want to do? And then just let's inspire you. Let's get you excited and let you feel that you are in charge of this. Because it's not just go, yeah, I really want to go and get that goal and I just really want to be this. It's like, you know what? That's really up to you. And yeah, you got this boss that's in your way. And yeah, you don't have that credential, or yeah, you may not have that experience, but you are in a position to go ahead and own your destiny. And so I'd say my superpower is really bringing clarity to that and helping people find pathways to owning their own success.
And this is why you just provided clarity for me, even in right at Keystone, we talk about being advisors, not consultants. And there's nothing wrong with being a consultant. I've been one in the past. But it's because we aren't coming with all of the answers many times because the business already kind of knows what it needs to do. A lot of times we're coming with the clarity of like asking you a different question or making you step back. And that's why you and I are so aligned on this is if leaders do not have an advisor in their network, somebody that can be a think partner and can help them think differently about what's right in front of them, it's going to be a really tough road. And I think executive teams need those advisors because you're too close to it.
Yeah, I think that's really true. And the big thing that I have a high value for self-empowerment. I mean, you talked about that moment where you're thrown off the wheel. Those are moments where, you have 100% of the power over your destiny. That's, I have a high value for doing something with that, for owning that and making that a gift instead of a burden.
And I think that, so I want to talk a little bit about the biggest business challenge that organizations are facing right now. Like, what do you think it is from your perspective?
Well, at the risk of sounding like everything is a nail, and I'm a hammer, I'm looking at the struggles and the continual leadership conversations that I have with my clients. I'm looking at how people are concerned and looking at artificial intelligence and AI apps and people being replaced by those trends and those tools. And I think about the continual struggle for women in particular to step into the top echelons of organizations. And so what I think is most important for people to pay attention to, which is scalable at every level, is the ability to think strategically and the ability to understand the business, what it's trying to accomplish, and your role in helping support that. So I think that strategic thinking and developing business acumen is, if I were leading a large company, I would put my money on that, because, and I would put my money on that in every single level of the organization, Because research and data shows that when people feel more connected and understand the context and the mission and why what they're doing is important, they're more engaged, they're more innovative, they have more creativity. And you think, I've worked in organizations that include top executives as well as people on the manufacturing line. And I firmly believe that that is important at every single level of the organization. Everyone can develop strategic thinking, understand how their role is connected and contributing, and that increases job satisfaction as well as performance and contribution.
And career development, right? I couldn't tell you how many times we have conversations with our clients with the CMO or the CHRO that's like, I don't know how to get them to listen to me. Well, the way to get them to listen to you is to really understand the strategy, not just from your area of expertise, right? But to really dig in and understand the strategy and tie it to what your team is trying to do. And I think it's a career development thing for leaders to understand those muscles and exercise them.
Totally agree. Totally agree. There's a woman that really, really inspired me to kind of work on this issue and pursue this issue. And her name is Susan Colantuono. And in 2014, she posted a TED Talk, the career advice you probably didn't get. You should watch this. It's amazing. And I never forgot it. I probably saw it back in 2014. And I had the pleasure of revisiting with her and meeting her. It's like a kind of like a little dorky rock star fan saying, oh, I just love you. You're just so inspirational. And you made me build this whole point of view in my life and my career. And now I have this business that really helps focus on this. And her whole premise is that the problem of advancing women to the executive suite is very basic and very clear. And that is that most business executives believe that the core promotability or credibility factor in picking someone to move to the top suite is someone who has business sense, understands the business, has strategic capabilities, strategic thinking capabilities, has contributed strategically, and has financial acumen so that they can understand how to help that company grow. And she did an interview with some of people that she was coaching who were coaching other people. And so she talked to a man and she said, so tell me how you're developing. You have a female person you're mentoring, you have a male person you're mentoring. So tell me about that and tell me about your approach. And the story was that he had these two proteges, and he was focused on building the woman's confidence and her presence and her assertiveness and her teamwork. And what he was working on with the male that he was mentoring was to teach him the business and build his business acumen. And it never occurred to him until she asked him that A, he was coaching them differently, and B, that it was critical, that it was well known, frankly only in the C-suite, that is critical table stakes for you to be able to know the business, have strategic capabilities and financial and business acumen as table stakes for being promoted. And she found that most women, that's like, no one ever told me. Here I am developing my presence and my personal brand and my ability to work with teams and motivate and be a great leader in that way. No one ever told me I need to learn these things. And so for me, that's so inspiring. And that is really the number one thing that I think about when I think about helping people achieve what they want to achieve,
right?
Making them feel empowered to do that. And that's the lens through which I'm really doing that work.
Yeah, I love that. How do you, right? I mean, to coach others on growth and thinking, we have to also be growing. Kind of, how do you ensure you're always growing? What are your avenues and ways that you learn?
Oh, that's a really great question. I think I try to check in with myself all the time and say, what is my purpose?
Yep.
What am I delivering on my purpose? And what is some of the barriers? What are some of the barriers that I have to doing that? And when I find out whatever my current gap is, because everybody's like, oh, I have to do more of this or stop doing that. I tend my The coach once, you said, you are one of those rare people that you try to be excellent at every single aspect of your life at the same time. And I'm like, yeah, it's really stressful, actually.
It's a burden I carry.
Very stressful. So I love to, you know, I'm not a big business book reader, but I am a person who will go and find, I'm interested in this topic. What's going on with that? And so I tend to read books about thinking.
Yeah.
Because I figure there's always a temporal problem that the world is facing. Is it inflation? Is it, you know, change? Is it whatever the issue of the day is? But if you can think about, how am I going to think about whatever the next thing is that's coming my way? If I can develop those skills, then I'm pretty much going to be helping myself, my future Mary, to, you know, help herself with whatever comes about. So I love meeting smart people. I love picking their brains. I call it collecting experts. And if someone's really, really smart, I'm like, just, I want to talk to you and I want to learn what you're doing all the time in your networking and your business career. What are you doing? What is working for you? What are some of your challenges? And then, you know, doing a lot of research to say, well, what's going on with that? I guess that's what I do.
I love it. Well, the curiosity, I mean, that's part of it in our line of business, right? Is you have to be curious about people and why they think the way they do, or how they got to a conclusion, because it tells you a lot, right? About where they're starting from and where you need to help get them. But we can't do that without curiosity. So I think that's great. Kind of given everything that we've talked about, you know, the strategic playground and everything that you're working on, the leader that's listening, that's like, crap, this is what, yeah, I need to do more of this, right? Or I need my team to do more of this and to be more strategic thinking. Dumb it down for me, distill it down to, where would you start if you were in their shoes?
I love practical advice. So I guess I would be, check in with yourself and with your team about how well do they know the strategy. Start there. Just figure out, do they really know how we're intending to win? Do they really understand the landscape that we are currently in? And then begin to challenge, question, discuss, ideate around, what can we do about that? What are we empowered in, whatever function, role, or level that we're in? What can we contribute and what ideas do we have? So really engage the team in understanding the business, understanding their contribution in the business, and being able to think about, how are they today empowered to actually do something about it? And what, if given no constraints, would they say should be done, could be done? I think that's really a great practical way to begin. And then really evaluate, what's the business acumen and strategic thinking capabilities that my team has today? Because you're building a bench, right? You're trying to be more innovative, and really check in with that and understand where they fall. And if there's a gap, be very mindful about developing that. My personal opinion is that if you can develop the way that your direct report sees the bigger picture, understands the role that they're playing, and is and feels empowered to identify great ways for the to help the company win, your load as a leader is so much lighter. You have a team of people helping you succeed, helping you achieve the goals. And so those are the things that I think are really on my mind. And that's what I would advise.
And I think this applies to so many areas. I mean, I was literally just a couple of hours ago on a call for a board retreat that I'm facilitating, and talking to some of the board members, and even nonprofit boards or for-profit boards, they don't even know how to contribute. So what you're saying applies to so many different aspects of our life and where our commitments actually are. But oftentimes, even as humans, we think we're committed, but we're not, because we don't have the full picture, right? It's just like the act of commitment versus actually deep down, right? Feeling that commitment. And that's the difference. And I think sometimes as leaders, we can think our team is committed because on the surface level, they're saying the right things, but they aren't really internalized, right? They haven't internalized the strategy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's going to limit the way that they can help the company. It's definitely worth working on.
And often, so many of these things are just ask a question as a leader in your next team meeting and shut up. Ask them how they, if they understand the strategy or where the parts that were, and just let them talk, and it's going to be energizing.
I think that's really true. There's, as leaders, we feel we need to talk. We need to have the answers. We need to already have it wrapped. And in my experience as a leader, if I'm like, look, I just got this big hairy goal from the C-suite. I don't know. What do we do? Like, here's my constraints. Here's what they asked me to do. Like, let's figure it out together. How fun it is to work for that kind of a leader, versus the kind of leader that has all the answers and says, hey, just put your head down, keep focused and get this done, and then we'll have more tasks for you to do when you're finished with that.
Because we're all going to have tasks. I mean, that's just part of the job. But if we don't energize them with these kind of conversations and what you're doing with the strategic playground, it's hard for them to just do tasks all the time.
Yeah,
We
that's
need
for sure.
these areas of energy. So I love this. Okay. So I want to get to the bonus round of questions. Speaking of energy, we talk about in order to lead well, you need to be well as a leader yourself. What's one thing you consistently do to manage your own energy?
I consistently take long walks outside and try really hard to make sure that I'm getting a lot of protein. That's very basic. I mean, that's
I
it's
love
a
it.
body, I was working on a huge and exciting project all of last year. And at the end of the year, I checked in and I was like, totally forgot I have a body. Like, I have this big head on top of my stick body, or not that it's a stick body by any stretch, but I had this big head and I was in my head and I totally forgot to check in with the rest of myself. And
So true.
when I do, then I'm inspired. I mean, my favorite thing to do in the morning, I will go out for a walk and I'll listen to like a podcast about business ownership or business growth, or how to think about business, and I'll just have a thousand ideas. I'll come back and I'll be just like, this is some, and it's through walking and taking care and moving that into my body and out of my head. For me, that's
I
what
love it.
works.
I love it. And you can't inspire others if you're not inspired yourself. And you now, right? You know what that formula is for you to feel inspired.
Absolutely.
I love
Absolutely right.
it. Okay. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it say?
I would say you are empowered right now. That's it. People have to determine what their life is. And I am always, don't tell me you're a victim. I'll listen to you for a while, but then I'm always going to say, so what are you going to do about it? Or maybe that would be it. So what are you going to do about it? I think that would probably be the better, more advertising-y way of saying that. Yeah.
Take
Get
back
out there,
the
do
power.
it.
You have the
Yeah.
power to make that
It's
decision.
kind of like the click your heels 3 times. You've always had the power, Dorothy.
I love it. Love it. What makes you belly laugh, Mary?
What makes me belly laugh? I think when I am, I don't know, I'll be somewhere and I'll see something and I'll have this idea about it, and then I'll realize that I've been thinking about it completely wrong, and I'll just crack the heck up.
So you laugh at yourself. I love
I
that.
think so. I don't know. It makes me sound self-absorbed. I'm really not. I work very
No, I
hard on
love
that,
that. You're like,
but I'm just
can
like,
you
oh
believe
my
I used
God.
to think that?
I'm like, oh, how dumb was I? That's hilarious. And yeah, and there's too many of those that I don't care to mention.
No, but I love that. It's not self-absorbed. It's just if you can't laugh at yourself, I mean, this is the whole point of the podcast. I think this is just a beautiful way that wasn't planned to end this is if you can't really assess yourself, if you can't laugh at yourself, if you can't really look at your blind spots and say, all right, I have work to do. I'm a masterpiece and a work in progress at the same damn time. Like that is what life is all about. And as leaders, so many of us feel like we have to hide those things we don't have, those skills we have, like, I don't know how to think strategically, so I just can't tell anybody. Instead of just saying, I'm just going to go to Mary's workshop and tell everybody I need help thinking strategically, right? But we feel like we have to push these things down as leaders. And I think when people like you and I share publicly, the places where we're like, yeah, that didn't work, or I tried something different.
Yeah.
It
Or
can
what a dummy I am, or oh my gosh.
And look, we still
Yeah.
turned out okay, right? I mean, like we're still working on it. But
I can
I
get
think
up in the morning and I can tie my shoes. I'm
it's
doing okay.
and I just think it's a message that we're all on these journeys, and the best thing you can do is just be listening to voices that lift you up,
I
whoever
think
those
that's
voices are. And
well said.
hopefully we can be that, right, on this podcast. And I appreciate you for the friendship, for the leadership mentorship that you have been for me and my entire team. And I just want to thank you for taking the time to share your experience. How can people get more information on the strategic playground if they're like, okay, add it to the list. This is clearly something I need to do.
Yeah, thank you for asking. Well, hopefully in your podcast, we'll include a link to the workshop. But my website is acceleratebiz.com, and that's beginning with an S, not an E. And you can go there, and there's a lot of tools and resources to test your strategic thinking, to see if how your team benchmarks, to ask better questions, to create a strategic environment where you may not have one. So lots of good resources on there. Plus, an overview of the strategic thinking, strategic playground, and strategic thinking workshops that I offer. So,
Wonderful. We will make sure that's in the podcast notes. So if you're driving or running or walking or whatever you're doing, we'll make sure that's in there. And again, thank you, my friend, for coming on today
oh,
and having this
it
conversation.
is always a pleasure to talk to you, and you're just doing such great work. I'm really appreciative of being in your company.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure and hit that subscribe button so you get the latest episodes as soon as we release them. And remember to keep maximizing your unique leadership superpowers. It truly is the key to building success, both in your career and in life.